Welcome to our home at Rehana's Cuisines. Thank you for joining us. Today we are going to be making roasted chicken. I actually have four recipes which I make different types of roasted chicken. This is one of them. This one is this one has tomato paste in it. And what I'm going to do here is we have our chicken here. I have one whole chicken that I have cut and cleaned. Now, if you don't want to or don't have the bone in chicken, you can always use the breast. I did not have any chicken breast at home, so I decided to use the whole chicken. This was a new recipe that I tried and my husband absolutely loved this recipe, and he wanted me to show you how to make this very simple recipe. In this recipe, we're gonna drizzle some olive oil. I have about 2/3 cup of tomato paste. I've got a tablespoon each of fresh ginger and fresh garlic, which I puree. I usually puree my ginger and garlic together, make a whole bunch, put it in the freezer, and then take out one container at a time. We've got salt, pepper, lemon pepper, and then for our garnish, I'm gonna chop up this parsley here, and we've got dried parsley and some paprika just for garnishing. So let's get started with our chicken. Basically, we're just gonna marinate our chicken. You can marinate it minimum 30 minutes. Otherwise, you know, if you wanna just marinate it overnight, then I usually don't measure my olive oil when I drizzle it on in there, just a little bit to just get it really nice and moist. I'm gonna go ahead and add my garlic and ginger. We're gonna add our salt. It's about a tablespoon of salt. Again, you can adjust the amount per your taste. I'm gonna put in the pepper, and we're gonna put in the lemon pepper too. I am gonna give it a quick stir. And then we're gonna go ahead and add our tomato paste in there. Now, I also make this other recipe, which is a twice baked chicken. And that one also has some tomato paste in there, but the method of doing it is a little bit different. While this one, you just wanna, you know, mix it, stick it in the oven, and don't have to worry about it for the next 45 minutes. Give this a nice stir. Make sure that it's incorporated in all the chicken pieces. It already smells wonderful because of the garlic and ginger. I just love the smell of garlic and ginger. I don't really like when my meat tastes like gamey or has that chicken smell in it. So the lemon pepper and the ginger and garlic just disguises that smell. So I've got it really nicely incorporated in here. And now I'm just gonna drizzle some olive oil on the pan that we're gonna put in the oven. And then I'm gonna go ahead and transfer the chicken. I think I'm gonna move this so my camera got to get my picture here. So you guys can see. And we're gonna evenly spread it out, and I'm gonna make sure that I get all this nice marinade in the chicken. I don't wanna leave any in the bowl here because it just smells really, really good. All right. What I'm gonna do is I'm just gonna spread this so it's basically one layer. And again, see how my spoon has all that really nice flavoring in there? We're just gonna make sure that we clean the spoon out there. So we don't wanna waste it. The marinade has a lot of flavor in there. And that's it. What we're gonna do now is we're gonna cover it with foil. I have preheated my oven to 400 degrees. We're gonna stick it in the oven for 45 minutes. When we come back, I'm gonna show you how the chicken looks, and then we're gonna finish garnishing it and get ready to try it. Back here with our roasted chicken, and it's been in the oven for approximately 45 minutes. We're going to pull this out, and I kind of wanted to show you this procedure, how to do this. I'm going to pull this out, and I'm going to shut off my bake, and I'm going to turn my broiler on. Okay, so as my broiler is going to warm up, be careful when you open up the foil that you don't burn yourself. We're just going to remove the foil. And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to turn it once, just because I've got all the gravy on the bottom. And so we're just going to turn it just once. And it's just beautiful, beautiful. The pieces are just going to come apart if I handle it a bit too much. So we're just going to turn it around like so. And I'm going to put it back in the oven. And we're not going anywhere. We're going to stand right here. The reason is because the broiler is so hot. It's about 550 degrees. If you close the door and walk away, you might burn the chicken. The reason why I'm broiling this chicken this way is because I kind of want it charbroiled. So I'm just going to leave it in there for another, just kind of keep an eye on it for another minute. And just make sure that I don't burn it, but I'm going to stand right here. I'm not even going to close the door, you know, just about that much. I'm not going to close the door. I'm going to stand right here because so many times I've walked away and the temperature is so high that it just burns the chicken. I'm there for about a minute and a half to 2 minutes. I'm going to pull it out. You can see the difference. The gravy has thickened up a little bit. And they're about here. If you want, you can charbroil it more. I can't even put my hand in close by because it's so hot. But I think we're done. So I'm going to pull it out. And we're going to walk over to the table. And then I'm going to show you how we're going to garnish chicken here. And it's got that nice thick gravy in there. And if you want, like I said, you could leave it in to the broiler a bit longer, so you could get it more charbroiled if you want. But I think for me, this is just perfect. The meat is nice and soft, and the gravy dried up just a little bit. And see how it's just falling apart? So it's wonderful. And we're gonna get all the gravy out of the pan and onto our chicken so we don't miss out in any of the flavoring here. And I need to grab a spatula real quick. Right there. And what I'm going to do is just going to go and pour all the gravy. It is hot, but it's well worth it. Ooh, gravy decided to fly everywhere. Okay, so we got our gravy in there. And we're gonna take the leftover paprika and we're just gonna garnish it with a little bit of paprika and a lot of parsley leaves, dried parsley leaves. And I have to try this chicken. I absolutely, smells amazing, the house. I think everybody's just waiting to devour this chicken. Oh, and I forgot, I would love to sprinkle just a little bit of fresh lemon on it. Just brings out the fresh, fresh taste. Lemon smells so refreshing. That here. Get this out of the way here. Look at how soft. Look at how soft that chicken is. And you know what? I want some gravy. I'm going to grab some gravy from the top here. And let's try this. Sorry, guys. So hot. But so good. So good. Try it. Let me know what you think. A complete product. Thank you for watching this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope you can join me next time on another great episode, another great recipe. See you. See you then, friends.